Have you ever felt like you're being pulled in two different directions, like trying to decide between what feels good right now and what you know is best for you in the long run?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Well, today we're going to be diving into that exact
Oh,
dilemma as
cool.
we crack open the book of Proverbs,
Okay.
specifically chapter 9,
All right.
where we meet these two really compelling characters, Lady Wisdom and Lady Folly.
Yeah, they're fascinating figures.
And what's so interesting about this chapter is how it personifies wisdom and folly as women.
Yeah, it's a really powerful image, each hosting a banquet
Oh, wow.
that represents a different path in life.
Okay, so let's dig into these banquet invitations.
Sounds good.
Starting with Lady Wisdom,
All right.
she's got this incredible spread laid out,
Oh, yeah.
complete with seven pillars.
Seven.
Seven, representing completeness and all that good stuff.
Yeah, completeness and perfection.
There's a carefully selected menu, even a slaughtered calf.
Wow.
It makes you wonder what kind of guest list did she have in mind?
Well, Proverbs tells us that she specifically invites those who lack a little in thinking, which I think really speaks to wisdom's compassionate nature.
Yeah.
It's not about being perfect or having all the answers.
Right.
It's about recognizing our need to grow and being willing to learn.
So it's like she's saying, hey, come on in. Even if you're a little rough around the edges, there's room for you at this table.
Exactly.
But here's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Dr. Kunkel points out that sometimes wisdom involves knowing when not to engage in arguments,
That's interesting.
especially with people who are, well, let's just say stuck in their ways.
Oh, yeah, I know the type.
He uses this example of trying to explain something to someone who just refuses to consider a different perspective.
Right.
It's like trying to convince someone that the sky isn't blue.
Yeah, you're just banging your head against a wall.
No matter how much evidence you present, they're fixed in their own reality. I
Totally.
think we've all encountered those people at some point.
For sure.
Those friends or family members who just won't budge no matter what.
It could be so frustrating.
It's incredibly frustrating. And Dr. Kunkel suggests it can even make you less rational
Really?
if you keep trying to be reason with them.
Huh.
So maybe sometimes stepping away is the wisest move.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to pick your battles.
Exactly. It's not about giving up on people. It's
Right.
about recognizing when a conversation has become
For
unproductive
sure.
and choosing to conserve your energy for more fruitful discussions.
Yeah, I can see that.
So wisdom is about choosing your battles.
It seems so.
But hold on, Dr. Kunkel doesn't just talk about avoiding arguments.
Oh.
He also emphasizes that gaining wisdom is this ongoing journey,
Okay.
this commitment to living with integrity and seeking truth.
Right.
What stood out to you about that aspect of his work?
Well, one thing that really resonated with me was his discussion of the Hebrew concept of kodesh,
Okay.
which refers to God's separateness from creation. Now, you might be thinking, what does that have to do with my life?
Yeah, I can see that.
But think about it this way. In a world that constantly tells us we're the center of the universe,
Right.
the idea that true wisdom comes from a source outside ourselves is incredibly humbling.
Yeah, it's like a reality check,
Exactly.
reminding us that we have all the answers and that there's something bigger than ourselves at play.
For sure.
And speaking of something bigger, let's turn our attention to the other banquet in town,
All right.
Lady Folly's shindig.
Oh, yeah, Lady Folly.
She's quite the character,
She is.
all about instant gratification and promising the world.
Mm-hmm.
But is there any substance behind those promises?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
What's striking is that Lady Folly sets up shop in public places, suggesting that this kind of shallow, empty wisdom is often what gets celebrated in society.
Oh, interesting.
Think about the pursuit of fame and fortune, or the obsession with looking perfect on social media.
Right.
It's all very seductive. But is it truly fulfilling?
It's like those ancient Greek festivals Dr. Kunkel mentioned.
Oh,
People flocked to them for entertainment and self-indulgence,
yeah.
but those festivals didn't offer any lasting satisfaction.
No.
And I think we see parallels to that in our own culture today.
Absolutely. The allure of instant gratification and superficial pleasures is a constant temptation.
It is.
But ultimately, it leads to a dead end.
Right.
And that's the stark contrast Proverbs is highlighting here.
Okay.
Two paths, two very different destinations.
Two very different destinations.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got these two paths laid out before
I
us.
do.
One leads to lasting fulfillment,
Okay.
the other to, well, let's just say, not so great outcomes.
Right, not so great.
And Proverbs Mind doesn't shy away from describing those outcomes, does it?
Not at all. It gets pretty real about the consequences of choosing unwisely.
It does.
Remember Sheol, that place of the dead we mentioned earlier?
Right.
Well, that's where the path of folly ultimately leads. It might seem glamorous at first, all those tempting promises,
Right.
but ultimately it's a dead end.
Wow. So it makes you wonder why anyone would choose that path, knowing where it leads.
It is a mystery.
What is it about Lady Folly's banquet that's so alluring?
Well, think about it. she's offering self-aggrandizement,
okay,
instant gratification, the illusion of knowledge without the hard work of actually learning.
Right.
These are things that appeal to our baser instincts.
Mm-hmm.
Those desires for immediate pleasure and recognition.
Right.
It's easy to get caught up in the moment and forget about the long-term consequences.
It's like choosing to eat a whole bag of candy.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing you'll probably feel sick later.
Exactly.
You know, it's not good for you, but the sugar rush is just so tempting.
It is so tempting.
And that's the challenge we all face.
It is.
It's easy to get seduced by the quick fix, the easy path.
Yeah, the path of least resistance.
But true wisdom lies in recognizing that lasting fulfillment,
right,
comes from making choices that align with our values,
mm-hmm,
even when those choices are difficult or require us to delay gratification.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
So how do we know which banquet we're choosing in our own lives?
That's a great question.
Are there any telltale signs that we might be headed down the wrong path?
Well, Proverbs offers some pretty clear indicators.
Like what?
One of them is this idea of the winking of the eye.
The winking of the eye.
Yeah, it's this sense of slyness.
Okay.
Of pursuing things in a way that's hidden or dishonest.
Ah, so it's not just about the what, it's about the how.
Exactly.
Even if we're pursuing something seemingly good.
Right.
If we're doing it in a way that's shady or manipulative.
Yeah.
That's a red flag, right?
Big red flag wisdom is about integrity.
Integrity.
It's about being honest with ourselves and others.
Right.
Even when it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's about choosing the path of light, even when the path of darkness seems more alluring in the moment.
So circling back to those paths, what are some of the less specific consequences of choosing Lady Folly's way?
Okay.
I mean, we know it ends badly.
Right.
But how does it actually play out in a person's life?
Well, Proverb paints a pretty vivid picture.
Okay.
It talks about things like instability,
mm-hmm,
insecurity, and ultimately a sense of emptiness.
Wow.
It's like building a house on sand. It might look good for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually it's going to crumble.
And on the flip side, what about the rewards of choosing Lady Wisdom's path?
Okay.
What can we expect if we decide to attend her banquet?
Well, Proverbs says that wisdom offers life security and honor.
Hmm.
It's about building a life on a solid foundation.
Right.
A foundation of integrity, knowledge, and understanding.
So it's not just about feeling good in the moment.
No, it's much deeper than that.
It's about creating a life that's sustainable, a life that has depth and meaning.
Exactly.
And that brings us back to this whole concept of kodahim.
Right.
Of recognizing that true wisdom comes from a source beyond ourselves.
A source beyond ourselves, yeah.
Right. It's about acknowledging that we're not the center of the universe,
mm-hmm,
and that there's a greater power at work.
A greater power.
A power that can guide us and help us make wise choices if we're open to it.
If we're open to it, exactly.
But let's be real, acknowledging that can be tough.
It can be very tough.
In a culture that constantly tells us to look inward,
yeah,
to trust our own instincts above all else.
Right. You do you. Follow your hearts.
Yeah. But what if our hearts are leading us astray?
That's a good question.
That's where discernment comes in.
It is.
And that's one of the key benefits of studying Proverbs.
I agree.
It helps us develop that muscle of discernment.
Yeah.
That ability to distinguish between true wisdom and counterfeit wisdom.
True wisdom and counterfeit wisdom. I like that.
It's like having a filter for all the noise out there.
A filter.
All the conflicting messages and temptations.
A filter for the noise. That's a great analogy.
And that filter is essential.
It is.
Especially in today's world where we're constantly bombarded with information and opinions.
Right. Information overload.
We need a framework for making sense of it all.
Absolutely.
A way to determine what's truly valuable,
yeah,
and what's ultimately going to lead us down the wrong path.
Down the wrong path, for sure.
So it's not just about absorbing information.
Right.
It's about processing it,
okay,
filtering it,
mm-hmm,
and then applying it to our lives in a way that leads to genuine fulfillment.
Applying it to our lives, yeah.
And that seems to be the overarching message of Proverbs.
What's that?
Wisdom is a journey, not a destination.
Wisdom is a journey, not a destination.
It's a constant process of learning,
mm-hmm,
growing,
mm-hmm,
and choosing wisely.
Choosing wisely.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard, yeah.
You know, it's amazing how this ancient text,
yeah,
speaks so directly to our modern struggles.
I know, it's incredible.
We might not be facing literal banquets.
Right.
But the choices between wisdom and folly are everywhere we look.
They really are. Everywhere you turn.
Think about social media, for example.
Oh, yeah. Social media.
It's a constant stream of carefully curated lives.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure to achieve success.
Right.
And information overload.
Information overload.
It can be hard to discern what's real and what's just a facade.
It really can. It's like everyone's putting on a show.
It's almost like we're being invited to multiple banquets at once.
Oh, wow.
Each one promising something different.
Yeah.
Something more alluring.
More alluring, more tempting.
It's no wonder so many of us feel overwhelmed and lost.
I know, it's easy to get swept up in it all.
But that's where the wisdom of Proverbs comes in.
It is a guidebook for navigating life.
It's like having a wise mentor guiding us through this chaotic landscape.
A wise mentor.
Helping us see through the illusions.
See through the illusions.
And identify what truly matters.
What truly matters. That's the key.
It reminds me of that saying, beware of false prophets.
Oh, yeah.
They might sound convincing at first.
They do. They're very persuasive.
But their promises ultimately lead to disappointment.
To disappointment and emptiness.
And Proverbs gives us the tools to recognize those false prophets.
It does.
Both within ourselves and in the world around us.
Right. Within and without.
It encourages us to slow down.
Slow down, yeah.
To examine our motives and desires.
Examine our motives.
And to ask ourselves,
yeah,
what am I truly seeking? Where will this path lead me?
A very important question.
It's like having a built-in compass.
A compass.
That points us toward true north.
True north.
Even when we're surrounded by distractions and temptations.
Even when we're surrounded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that compass is rooted in the understanding,
okay,
that true wisdom comes from a source beyond ourselves.
Beyond ourselves.
A source that's bigger and wiser than our limited human perspective.
Bigger and wiser than us. Absolutely.
It's like tapping into an ancient well of knowledge and insight.
An ancient well. I like that image.
Something that's been passed down through generations.
Mm-hmm.
And has stood the test of time.
Stood the test of time, yeah.
And that's the beauty of studying ancient texts like Proverbs.
It is.
They offer timeless wisdom that's just as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago.
Timeless wisdom. That's what we're after.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Proverbs chapter 9,
okay,
I'm curious, what's your biggest takeaway?
My biggest takeaway.
What's one thing you'll be thinking about as you go about your day?
Well, for me, it's the importance of cultivating discernment.
Discernment.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that not all knowledge is created equal.
Right.
And that true wisdom involves filtering the information we're bombarded with.
Okay.
And choosing to focus on what truly nourishes our souls.
What truly nourishes our souls. That's a great takeaway.
Yeah, I think so.
That's such a powerful reminder.
It is.
Especially in a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming.
Chaotic and overwhelming. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's about being intentional with our choices.
Being intentional.
And aligning ourselves with something bigger than ourselves.
Aligning ourselves, yeah. And I think that's ultimately what Lady Wisdom's banquet represents.
Oh, tell me more.
It's an invitation to a life of meaning and purpose,
mm,
a life that's rooted in truth and integrity.
Truth and integrity.
It might not be the easiest path,
right?
But it's the path that leads to true fulfillment.
True fulfillment.
Yeah.
So all you listeners out there,
yes,
as you navigate the banquets of life.
The banquets of life. I love that.
Remember to listen to that inner compass.
That inner compass.
That voice of wisdom that guides you towards what's truly good and lasting.
What's truly good and lasting.
Choose wisely.
Choose wisely.
And may your journey be filled with purpose and joy.
Purpose and joy. That's what it's all about.
So we've got these two paths laid out before us.
Yeah, two different ways to go.
One leads to lasting fulfillment. The other to, well,
you.
Let's just say not so great outcomes.
Right, not so great outcome.
And Proverbs 9, it
yeah,
doesn't shy away from describing those outcomes, does it?
Not at all. It gets pretty real.
Yeah.
About the consequences.
Right.
Of choosing unwisely.
Yeah, it really does.
Remember Sheol? Sheol, that place of the dead we mentioned earlier.
Right, right.
Well, that's where the path of falling.
Yeah.
Ultimately,
even, like the final destination.
Yeah, you could say that.
Huh. It might seem glamorous at first.
It might.
With all those tempting promises.
Yeah, but it's all an illusion.
But ultimately, it's a dead end.
It is a dead end.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder why anyone would choose that path.
I know, right?
Knowing where it leads.
Head scratcher.
What is it about Lady Folly's banquet?
Yeah, what is it about it?
That's so alluring.
Well, you got to think about what she's offering.
Okay, what's she offering?
She's offering self-aggrandizement.
Self-aggrandizement.
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification.
The okay, illusion of knowledge.
Okay.
Without the hard work of actually learning.
Without having to put in the work.
Exactly. It's like getting something for nothing.
Right.
But we all know deep down,
yeah,
there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Right.
These are things that appeal to our baser instincts.
Our baser instincts.
You know, those desires for immediate pleasure,
right,
and recognition.
Mm.
It's easy to get caught up in the moment,
mm,
and forget about the long-term consequences.
So it's like short-term gain,
yeah,
long-term pain.
Exactly.
It's like choosing to eat a whole bag of candy.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Knowing you'll probably feel sick later.
Oh, yeah. You know it's going to happen.
You know it's not good for you.
Right.
But the sugar rush is just so tempting.
It is so tempting in the moment.
And that's the challenge we all face.
We do. It's a constant battle.
It's easy to get seduced by the quick fix. The easy path.
The easy path always seems so appealing.
But true wisdom.
True wisdom.
Lies in recognizing.
Recognizing what?
That lasting fulfillment mm-hmm. comes from making choices.
Okay.
That align with our values.
Align with our values, choices that are good for us in the long run.
Even when those choices are difficult.
Right.
Or require us to delay gratification.
Delay gratification. That's a tough one.
So how do we know which banquet we're choosing?
That's the million-dollar question.
In our own lives.
In our own lives. Yeah, how do we know?
Are there any telltale signs?
Telltale signs.
That we might be headed down the wrong path?
Well, Proverbs offers some pretty clear indicators.
Like what? Give me an example.
One of them is this idea of the winking of the eye.
The winking of the eye.
Yeah, it's this sense of slyness.
Okay.
Of pursuing things mm-hmm. in a way that's hidden or dishonest.
So it's not just about the what.
It's not just about the what.
It's about the how.
Exactly. It's about the how.
Even if we're pursuing something seemingly good.
Right. Even if the goal seems noble.
If we're doing it in a way that's shady or manipulative.
Or manipulative.
Yeah.
That's a red flag, right?
Huge red flag. Wisdom is about integrity.
Integrity.
It's about being honest with ourselves.
Right.
And others.
Being honest with
even
them.
Even when it's uncomfortable.
Even when it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right? It's about choosing the path of light.
The path of light.
Even when the path of darkness seems more alluring in the moment.
So, circling back to those paths, get back to the paths.
What are some of the specific consequences?
Specific consequences.
Of choosing Lady Folly's way.
Lady Folly's way. Well.
I mean, we know ends badly.
Right. We know the destination isn't good.
But how does it actually play out?
How does it play out? Yeah.
In a person's life.
Well, Proverbs paints a pretty vivid picture.
Does it?
It talks about things like instability.
Instability.
Insecurity.
Insecurity.
Mm-hmm. And ultimately a sense of emptiness.
A sense of emptiness. Wow.
It's like building a house on sand.
Building a house on sand.
It might look good for a while.
Yeah, for a while.
But eventually it's going to crumble.
It all falls apart.
It does.
And on the flip side.
Flip side.
What about the rewards?
The rewards.
Choosing Lady Wisdom's path.
Lady Wisdom's path. Yeah, what about those?
What can we expect if we decide to attend her banquet?
Well, Proverbs says that wisdom offers life.
Life. Okay.
Security.
Security.
And honor. It's about building a life on a solid foundation.
A solid foundation, like a house on a rock.
Exactly. A house on a rock.
Instead of on sand.
Right. A foundation of integrity.
Okay.
Knowledge.
No, it's not just about feeling good in the moment.
No, it's much deeper than that.
It's about creating a life that's sustainable.
Sustainable.
A life that has depth.
Depth.
And right. meaning.
And meaning. That's what we're all searching for.
And that brings us back to this whole concept of kodeshim.
Okay.
Of recognizing that true wisdom comes from a source beyond ourselves.
A source beyond ourselves.
Yeah, right. It's about acknowledging.
Acknowledging what?
That we're not the center of the universe.
Not the center of the universe.
And that there's a greater power at work.
A greater power at work, yes.
A power that can guide us.
Guide us.
And help us make wise choices.
Wise choices.
If we're open to it.
If we're open to it. That's key.
But let's be real, acknowledging that can be tough.
It can be. It can be really tough.
In a culture that constantly tells us to look inward.
To look inward.
To trust our own instincts above all else.
Our own instincts, trust your gut, they say.
Yeah, but what if our gut is leading us astray?
What if our gut is wrong? Yeah, that's a scary thought.
That's where discernment comes
in. Discernment. That's the key.
And that's one of the key benefits of studying Proverbs.
It is. It helps us develop that muscle.
That muscle of discernment.
Yeah, that ability to distinguish.
To distinguish between.
Between true wisdom.
True wisdom.
And counterfeit wisdom.
True wisdom and counterfeit wisdom.
There's a lot of counterfeit wisdom out there.
There is. It's like having a filter for all the noise out there.
A filter for the noise. I like that.
All the conflicting messages.
Conflicting messages.
And temptations.
Temptation. They're everywhere.
And that filter is essential.
It's absolutely essential.
Especially in today's world.
Today's world is so noisy.
Where we're constantly bombarded with information,
information overload,
and opinions.
Everyone's got an opinion.
We need a framework for making sense of it all.
A framework for making sense of it all.
A yeah. way to determine what's truly valuable.
Truly valuable.
And what's ultimately going to lead us down the wrong path.
The wrong path. The path of thought.
So it's not just about absorbing information.
No, it's not just about absorbing.
It's about processing it.
Processing it. Okay.
Filtering it.
And then applying it to our lives.
Applying it.
In a way that leads to genuine fulfillment.
Genuine fulfillment. That's the goal.
And that seems to be the overarching message of Proverbs.
The overarching message, what is it?
Wisdom is a journey.
A journey, not a destination.
Not a destination. I like that.
It's a constant process.
A constant process.
Of learning.
Growing.
Lowing.
Growing and choosing wisely.
Choosing wisely, even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard, yeah. It's amazing how this ancient text speaks so directly to our modern struggles. We might not be facing literal banquets.
Right. But those choices between wisdom and folly,
yeah,
they're everywhere we look.
They're everywhere.
Think about social media, for example.
Well, social media is a perfect example.
It's this constant stream of carefully curated lives,
yeah.
This pressure to achieve success.
Right. Everyone trying to look perfect.
And information overload.
Oh, yeah. So much information.
It can be so hard to discern what's real.
I know.
And what's just a facade.
It's like everyone's putting on a show.
It's almost like we're being invited to all these different banquets at once.
Multiple banquets.
Each one promising something different, something more alluring.
More alluring. Yeah. More tempting, but ultimately empty.
It's no wonder so many of us feel overwhelmed and lost.
I know, it's easy to get lost in all the noise.
But that's where the wisdom of Proverbs comes in.
It does. It provides a roadmap.
It's like having this wise mentor.
A wise mentor.
Guiding us through this chaotic landscape.
Yeah, helping us make sense of it all.
Helping us see through those illusions.
See through the illusions.
Mm, and identify what truly matters.
What truly matters. That's the key.
It reminds me of that saying, beware of false prophets.
Oh, yeah.
They might sound really convincing at first.
They do. They're very persuasive.
But their promises ultimately lead to disappointment.
To disappointment and emptiness.
And Proverbs gives us the tools to recognize those false prophets.
It does. It teaches us how to discern.
Both within ourselves and in the world around us.
Within and without. Yeah.
It encourages us to slow down.
Slow down.
To examine our motives and our desire.
Our motives and desire.
And to ask ourselves, what am I truly seeking? Where will this path lead?
Those are great questions to ask ourselves.
It's like we have this built-in compass.
A compass.
That points us toward true north.
True north.
Even when we're surrounded by all these distractions and temptations.
Yeah, even when we're tempted to go off course.
And that compass.
That compass.
It's rooted in this understanding.
What understanding?
That true wisdom comes from a source beyond ourselves.
Beyond ourselves.
A source that's bigger and wiser than our limited human perspective.
So much bigger and wiser.
It's like tapping into this ancient well of knowledge and insight.
An ancient well. I love that imagery.
Something that's been passed down through generations.
Passed down through generations.
And has stood the test of time.
Stood the test of time, yeah.
That's the beauty of studying these ancient texts like Proverbs.
It really is.
They offer timeless wisdom.
Shameless wisdom.
That's just as relevant today as it was thousands of years ago.
It's incredible how relevant it still is.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Proverbs chapter 9.
Okay.
I'm curious, what's your biggest takeaway from all this?
My biggest takeaway, I think it's the importance of cultivating discernment.
Cultivating discernment.
Yeah, that ability to recognize that not all knowledge is created equal.
Right.
And that true wisdom involves filtering all the information that we're bombarded with.
Filtering the information.
And choosing to focus on what truly nourishes our souls.
What truly nourishes our souls. That's a great takeaway.
It's what I'll be thinking about today.
That's such a powerful reminder, especially in a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming.
Chaotic and overwhelming, yeah, for sure.
It's about being intentional with our choices
being
and aligning ourselves with something bigger than ourselves.
Something bigger than ourselves, yeah. And I think ultimately that's what Lady Wisdom's Banquet represents.
Tell me more about that.
It's an invitation to a life of meaning and purpose.
Meaning and purpose.
A life that's rooted in truth and integrity.
Truth and integrity.
It might not be the easiest path.
It might not.
But it's the path that leads to true fulfillment.
True fulfillment.
Yeah.
So to all of you listeners out there, as you navigate the banquet of life.
The banquets of life.
Remember to listen to that inner compass, that voice of wisdom that guides you toward what's truly good and wasting. Choose wisely, and may your journey be filled with purpose and joy.
Purpose and joy. That's what it's all about.